This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
And I do not take this for granted for a moment. I am sitting amongst racing royalty. I'm not.
You're talking about this guy here,
I'm not
correct?
Overstating the fact. I'm talking about both of you, which I realize are truly a dynamic team. When I realize that, Roger Penske, you have really the Fab Four or the Fantastic Four. Call them what you will. But this man, Elio Castroneves, whether it's because he's a star on the dance floor or also a star behind the wheel, it seems like the two of you have been together the longest. And out of all the drivers you could be up in the booth for helping with the race, it's Elio that you choose.
I think he's the Seth Curry, isn't he? Isn't he the Curry of, Curry of the auto racing? That's why I got him on my car.
Well, you do. You have him in your car.
I'm working on my 3 points, you know, so make sure.
Well,
I can.
You've been doing well with threes. You got three Indy wins.
We thought
we're going to get number four. We're not looking backwards. We're looking forward. But it did scare me when they were trying to get you out on the track to start the race and your car stopped. And I went, oh. But I guess that happens from time to time.
Yeah, it was just an issue that probably was a cold engine, and as soon as it turned on, the car just on the idle was a little bit low than usual, and then it just stopped. But then right away, our Chevy people were right there, and they fired up again, and the car was on
rails. I was in the pace car. They said, the number three didn't start. I said, I can't do much. I'm sitting here in the pace car ready to take off. You know, that was something to be in that pace car and make that first lap and see all those people there. I mean, it was something you'd never see in your lifetime. Then you look in the mirrors, and it looks like you've got three fighter jets, you know, taxiing behind you because they're so low. And you can see, I never had that, saw that view before. But, you know, going down the back straight, I hit 150 just to get up so I could get out of their way. So it was a pretty fun day.
I told Mark Royce earlier this morning, Roger Penske led the race the entire time he was on the track.
That's correct.
How about that, Roger?
That's right. I said I led the first lap.
Yeah, you did. You did a great job, and what a great honor that was. On the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500 and your 50th anniversary of Team Penske, an honor. You deserved it.
Well, I think that to just thank General Motors and Chevrolet and certainly Mark Royce for giving me that great honor. You think about things that are special in your career, and that would be something that no one can achieve without the great support and partnership we've had with GM. And, of course, you know, for me and the team in 50 years, it was something that you'll never forget.
And now we're back home. And really, Roger, obviously you're home, and you brought racing back to Detroit where it belonged. We are the Motor City, the motor capital of the world, and we went without racing for a while. And you've invested over $13 million with your partners and sponsors in this beautiful island. You've turned it back into the jewel it always should have been. And Elio, you've won here, and this was a big first win for you. And you started climbing the fence, and that's become a kind of a tradition and a trademark. And my goodness gracious, 23 wins and 38 poles and the good luck and good fortune and good driving.
We have more wins than that, but
all right.
It's okay. Maybe
so
they got to update your...
I got to update the information. How many wins is it now?
It's 29.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tied with my hero, Rick Mears, which is still around here, which is great. He is my hero, so it's great.
Isn't that the best? And Rick was on the team now, isn't he?
He's a consultant for us, works, comes to all the races, works with the guys, and, you know, he's been such an asset to the team for so many years, but... you know, Elio's right behind him, equal on wins, and now, of course, trying to get that fourth win. I thought we had a car this past weekend that was really strong. I think Elio drove one of the best races we've ever had, and unfortunately got hit in the rear there with about 25 laps to go, and that was ended our day. But, you know, that's racing.
That was tough. But I'm so impressed with your teams, your crews. That pit crew, you come in and you got a problem with
impressive.
The back end. They came out with a whole new back end and plugged it in.
Paul, let me tell you, we won the pit stop competition, Carburation Day, and we showed them every stop. I was so impressed. I always knew that my team was one of the best guys out there. But you know what? It was great to win this pit stop competition to prove everybody out there that we did have. And we not only prove, where we show it. It was awesome. Every time we come in, we gained three, two spots. It was always incredible. So great credit for the
Honda car was fast. It was tough. But Chevrolet's building some great cars, too, and I feel really strongly about your Chevrolets.
Well, I think when you look at the two cars, it looks like, whether it's aerodynamics, they seem to have a little more power on the restart. But once we got running, I mean, you could see Elio, I just told him on the starts, everybody's going to try to draft by you, settle down, then lap after we got going, he'd pick them off. So it was a very good race. Look, obviously, Rossi did a good job, the strategy there. In fact, Tom German, an engineer that used to work for us, was on that car, so he's a pretty smart guy. And he brought him home, which
he's a pretty lucky guy that he didn't run out of gas 15 seconds earlier.
Well, look, I heard it go out of the engine really stopped going into turn one, but I guess he got back, let the clutch out, and the thing fired back up, got a little shot down the back straighter, which gave him.
He
was only 50 miles an hour. Do you know that?
Wow.
He's doing 50 miles an hour when he crossed the start.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Amazing.
That's amazing indeed. Well, with some amazing racing here with the track opening at 7:30 this morning. It's free pre-day thanks to Comerica Bank. You come in free. Tomorrow the track opens at 7:30. There's something to do all day long for the whole family. Sunday the track opens at 8. The racing is spectacular, but there's all kinds of family fun here, Roger.
Well, I think that what Bud Danker, Mike Montre, and the whole team have put together is, you know, a whole pavilion full of opportunities for the kids. They can come down here. There's Chevrolet exhibits, all different things that they can do. But the racing, you know, with the Trans Am coming, with the Mustangs and the Camaros and Firebirds and all those things.
I watched the trucks flying a moment ago.
Yeah, well, listen, that's Robbie Gordon in those trucks. Aren't they something when they jump up in the air? They go about 40 feet, I think, in the air.
I'm glad
we're not doing that with the IndyCar.
Elio, you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No,
that would be a little bit trouble.
In his contract, he can't do that.
Yeah, I bet.
Paul, a quick question for Elio. You're wearing the racing suit here. What would it cost for a WJR patch on that? I got $45. I could write you a check.
We have my boss right here, so yes,
you got to negotiate with Raji.
Listen, all Paul W. said, give me the patch, we'll put it on. That's all it takes.
Listen, this is the second offer. He offered for me to go in the pace car with him, and I didn't do that. Now he's offering to put a WJR patch. We ought to do that.
You better get a patch for us.
Better get a patch. You know, our friend Keith Crane said there are two major events that are a part of the fabric of Detroit now. The North American International Auto Show, Sam Slaughter, chairman, co-chairman Ryan LaFontaine, just saw him yesterday. That's a part of our fabric. Right. And so is this, the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix, because of you, Roger, and God bless you for that.
Well, listen, it's not me. It's all the people that worked so hard. All these volunteers, many of them came from the Super Bowl, Paul, in 2006. You know, your support, the team. Certainly, it takes people, and one thing we're doing here, the city is a much better place to live, a better place to work, and I can tell you one thing, that I've never felt better about what's going on, and this Belle Isle race will help us showcase the city of Detroit for 2 days on national television, which I think will be amazing.
Amazing. It's going to look great. Elio Castaneves, good speed, Godspeed.
Thank you.
Safe racing. Have fun.
Let me tell you, man, you should be in the movie. Your voice is so nice, smooth.
We have to go.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.